Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
2 years after an appearance at the UC Berkeley campus was called off due to safety concerns, conservative commentator Ann Coulter is scheduled to speak there next week. Phil, refresh our memory what happened 2 years ago.
Well, remember, it was the height of the right after Donald Trump was elected. The whole Bay Area, and especially Berkeley, was just aflame with emotions. And Ann Coulter was one of about a half dozen conservative speakers, self-promoters, who sailed through the Bay Area, triggering massive protests, some of which wound up being riots. In her case, we'd had the Milo Yiannopoulos flare-up that I was at, and we was reporting to on live on KCB. When it hit the fan at the main gate in Berkeley, when about 150 Antifa anti-fascists showed up in their black boots and clubs and decided to shut the place down. Ann Coulter, the Berkeley, reacted by setting up some $800,000 in security, and she wound up canceling, saying that it wasn't safe. The school wasn't too happy about that, but that was the time back then. Now she's showing up. Tickets are on sale. There's barely a peep. The cops are ready for whatever's going to happen. But it looks like times have changed, and whatever was setting people off has moved on or moved up to maybe Portland or something, because they're having riots up there, but not down here anymore.
Well, to further confuse the whole picture, Ann Coulter has become sort of anti-Trump in recent weeks.
Yeah, she's gone further to the right than Trump, which is saying something. But, you know, she's still doing the things of anti-immigration, and I said Ann Coulter, anti-immigration. 2 years ago, you would have said third part of that, okay, big demo, we're going to shut the place down. That's just not the case anymore. I don't know if this is sort of self-promotion by some of these people. I know that UC Berkeley was saying it was a question about whether these people wanted to come and speak or whether they were actually trying to kick off trouble. Whatever the case was, it was both that happened. And yeah, Jeff, she is even criticizing Donald Trump. So maybe we'll have some Trump supporters protesting her. I don't know. But it is a relief for the Berkeley people and the East Bay people, because they were having, you know, whether it was demonstrations or freeway closings, all of that was going off. Time has moved, people have changed, and whatever was happening then just doesn't seem to be happening now, and that's going to save some people a whole lot of money.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.